Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Good morning, good morning, WFAN. Just like that. It's no longer Monday. Keep McPherson on The Fan till 2 a.m. Call me up. You know the number, even though we say it a bunch, you don't need me to say it. I have a full rack of calls, and I want to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about, whatever team it is, whatever sport it is, and I'm going to mix in some other things that I haven't mentioned yet, too. But before the break, I said the Isles got to win, right? The Icelanders, and I heard my guy Steve Summers rubbing it in. He still wouldn't let you get past that stadium series loss during his show. I heard him play into that, but I want to hear from the Islanders fans. I want to hear about Barzal and Horvat. I had a call, was it Dave and Comac said to me as a Devils fan, how about we trade you Horvat and Barzal for 5 first-round picks? You doing that? I said, no. No, 5 first-round picks. I'm like, the Devils draft too well to give up that many picks. And I don't know if those guys just come over here and make the Devils a contender this year. In my humble opinion, the Devils are cooked. In my humble opinion, the Islanders are cooked. In my humble opinion, it's all on the Rangers to not be the Dallas Cowboys on ice this year, and we're all going to sit back, relax, and enjoy New York turning into a Rangers town and seeing if they can actually hoist Lord Stanley's Cup. 877-337-6666. But the Islanders do go and get an overtime win in Dallas. Shout out to you if you were watching. I know we kind of forget about the Isles sometimes. Not when Miriam in Forest Hills is on. Hi, Miriam.
Well, I see you've been listening to Summerism. He teased me all the time about the Icelanders, and when I tell him what I'm telling you, Icelanders are people who live in Reykjavik.
And okay? UBS Arena.
Yep, that's right. And you know what? No, you're not getting Matt Barzal. No, you're not getting Bo Horvat. And I don't care who you get in the draft, the Islanders are still going to get better points than the Devils.
Well, what do you think about your chances this year? I was just talking to Paulie about it.
I think they can make it. I think they can get on a run and get to the playoffs, get to the spot, and get in a wild card spot.
62 points, the same amount of points as my Devils. And I think
I know, but you know what the difference is? The difference is schedule. I'm rooting for the Islanders.
Oh, yeah, you're a good luck charm. And as a fan,
that's
you got to
right.
believe. You got to hope until there's no
mathematical
hope left.
No, I'm a positive thinker. Islanders are going to be fine.
I'm sorry.
And your problem is you get to play the Sharks in California in the Shark Tank.
Yeah, and I don't know. Watching that that Rangers game, I fell asleep that day. I did the show with BT the midday off of 3 hours of sleep. I went home, took a nap, and when I got up, I had a headache. I was more tired, and I literally didn't even go claim my tickets. I didn't go to the Devils game. Some of my boys are Rangers fans. They had a blast. And I knew to duck that one. And as I watched it on TV, I'm like, oh, that's a miserable time. That's not fun to go over there and get beat up by the Rangers and the Rangers fans. Literally, get beat up on the ice, and then Rangers fans are trying to fight you in your seats. But that
no,
that one,
that's not a good idea. That's one of the reasons I don't go, because it's hard to hear when you have a radio in the stands. That's why
it gets nuts.
Go.
It gets nuts because everybody's tough and guys see the action on the ice and they think that they can fight too.
No. The reality is, right now, the Devils and Islanders are tied in points, but the other reality is, I think the Islanders can pass win on Thursday in Detroit. If the Devils win against the Sharks and the Kings, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Are they going to go
on Sunday? You know what your problem was? The Islanders on Saturday at least got 3-2 against the Lightning. The Devils didn't even get past that.
Yeah, and I don't want to rehash it, but in the second period, I'm thinking the Devils had a shot, and then third period they don't score in two. It's deflating. And you have these home games before you go out west, and you're thinking these home games are going to be an opportunity to get right, and it's just like they don't even have the right energy. They don't even have the right mojo mentality. Like, something is wrong. Something
Saturday
is missing.
You had too much trouble beating the Canadiens. Do you know that?
Yeah.
You had a whole bunch of trouble beating the Canadiens.
Barely.
And the other problem was, even though the Islanders lost on Saturday, they came back in the third, and they made it a game. The Devils didn't on Sunday. They just didn't. I'm sorry. They didn't. And the other problem you had is that, for the first time in about 2 months, Akira Schmidt played in goal.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he is like he was. And Vitek Vanacek has been out a long time, hasn't he?
He's on the IR, okay. and you take Nico Dawes out after the win against the Canadiens.
That's right, exactly.
You put Schmidt the goal against Tampa, and it's not good enough.
No, and you know what? And I'm being honest with you. The difference is Sorokin and Barlamov have been healthy all year, and we haven't had that problem. Barlamov had a few times when he wasn't, but he, most of the time they were both there.
That's the best two goalies in the area.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And that's the difference. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from Igor Shesterkin. I know how good he is. I'm not worried about that. What I'm saying to you is in our way, the Islanders have it better off that way. I'm sorry, but the Devils are not going to win any games if Akira Schmidt looked the way he did on Sunday.
No, and you're definitely not going on the road against these teams and winning in their arenas. And if you can't hold it down on your home ice, if you're getting beat up, bullied, it's tough. It's tough. I want to believe. You know what, Miriam? Like, going into this season, I saw Bleacher Report Open Ice had the Devils ranked as the number two team in the NHL, and I'm always cautious against that. I tell everybody that listens to me, don't believe the hype. As soon as they're starting to hype you up too much, go the other way. Because what can happen will. Like, the sky will fall. Like, somebody will get hurt, or you'll lose some of your mojo.
Yeah, we had it too. We had Casey Cizikas just come back. But like I told you, it has to be the goalies have to be healthy, okay? You had three goaltenders. Islanders have only had two. They brought up one kid for a while, but most of the time they had two. Now, let's talk about one more thing that's good. Tiger's going to be 13 in November. And how old is your loony going to be?
3.
Yeah? Is she a good girl? Is she behaving herself?
Yeah, she's the best. She loves me. She sleeps on me. My wife, I fell asleep without her last night. My wife told me, she's like, you know, I had to go out and get her. I need her to be in the room to know she's good. She's like, she started off sleeping with me and moved to you. I'm like, yeah, I just don't even think about it. She's just always sleeping on my legs.
As long as she's good and healthy and check her out, make sure she's okay. She's spayed, right?
Yeah, she's hyperallergetic. She's all taken care of.
All right.
And she's grown more patient with the baby.
That's good, yeah. That's a good thing, yeah.
And he's gotten better at, like, I'm always like, Jack, just gently pet her. Don't grab her, because he grabs, like, chunks of her hair out.
No.
Yeah, and she doesn't because like
she
that.
Doesn't
she gets real skittish and, like, real, like, eh,
gently,
like
she's, gently, pre- gently.
She's
gently.
Super aggressive when he does that.
No,
but
no,
she
no,
likes
no,
to
no.
be pet, and he's now learning, like, open hand.
That's
like,
right.
Wipe her. Don't grab her hair. And,
that's right.
And they're
and,
learning
you know,
to coexist.
He can do what I can't. He can look at her, and you can do eye things, which I can't do.
Yeah.
You know, blink and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, Jackson Galaxy says. I can't do that, so I have to touch.
But I'm sure your cats can just feel your natural care.
Yeah, yeah. He's good. They're good. The older they get, the better they get. They're more stable, and they're more able to cope.
Yeah, and they're on the same level for now. They both spend a lot of time on the ground. They're
good. That's good. And make sure he doesn't, you know, that she doesn't play with any of his toys. And, you know, they have separate places.
They have separate toys, but he's always trying to eat her toys, and I got to break them apart. And then his play area, she's always scratching up. I bought her a new scratching post.
That's a good idea.
She doesn't care for the scratching post. She's already gone to work scratching up his mat. So it's a constant struggle for me separating those two and watching them. Yeah,
they like bags and boxes.
Amazon is at the house every day, so she's checking out a new box every day.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, good times over at my place.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Miriam. 877-337-6666. We can talk puck. We can talk cats. We can talk Amazon boxes. And we got to talk to my guy Avery out in St. Louis. Thanks for holding, bro. How you been?
Hey, Keith. How are you? Speaking of boxes, you know, you had that caller who said he got his Rangers Stadium Series jersey delivered, and it looked like it was thrown off a plane.
Yeah, I saw the picture of it. It literally looked like,
a
car ran
too.
Over it.
Well, finally, after they took long enough, MSG did right by me, and they had their package. It was flattened.
MSG? Like Madison Square Garden sends them?
Yeah, the MSG shop.
Oh, the team shop.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. As long as they make it right, as long as they, in the end, do right by you, because if not, then they got, you know, bad reviews on Google and on the internet.
Yeah, well, anyway, I was going to say, you are talking about this idea of don't believe the hype, and I always agree with you about that, because right now everybody's saying, oh, Juan Soto, oh, look at him, he hit a home run in spring training, oh my gosh, we're going to be amazing. Of course, then you're looking at Juan Soto diving to make a catch, and he almost breaks his wrist. You can't get so excited about the little things in the second game of spring training. There's 162 games to go and like umpteen something games left in spring. People
yeah.
are getting too excited.
I mean, the Yankee fans, we're honestly the worst.
Everybody on Yankee Twitter is going crazy.
We might actually be the worst fan base in all sports. I love us, but I also hate us, because you're 100% correct. It's like, yep. We're back. World Series. The Yankee. How many runs the Yankees going to score? 22? 22 every spring training? Juan Soto. And it's like, okay, everybody taper your expectations a little bit. This is all exhibition. This is glorified practice. These guys are just getting their timing, their swings right. Like, you know, Juan Soto with the, you know, I think he should have made that play. They said he's been working out with Jackie Bradley Jr. Jackie Bradley Jr. makes that play blindfolded. But, hey, don't try and make the play at the risk of potentially getting your wrist, arm jammed up underneath you. I don't know, man. I just think that Juan Soto already fits, already belongs. We're going to have a lot of fun watching him hit, maybe even watching him in the field. But, like, for spring training, it's just cool to have it back on TV. But I always go back to the years when we didn't get to watch this many spring training games unless you physically went down there. I think it's good and bad. I think it feeds the hype train. But then it also, like, there's just so many Yankee fans that, like, just say ridiculous things. Like, they make judgments on the season over one or two at-bats in spring training. It's like, come on now.
You think at this point, we've been Yankee fans long enough, right? We've been baseball fans long enough. You'd think we'd get it now. Every year we see the same story.
Yeah, I get it. I fully get it. Someone asked me the other day, like, you know, do you think the Yankees are winning the World Series? I said, if you're asking me to take the Yankees or the field, I'm taking the field. The Yankees have to build a contender and then create a competitor, a champion in October, right? Like, did I know the Rangers were going to win the whole thing? No, but I started to get the feeling when I watched them. Even when they, you know, lost Adelis Garcia, I'm like, they just got too many dogs. They got too many guys. They're going to get it done. Did I know the Diamondbacks were going to get there? Hell no. They went up against their own division rival who won 111 games. They no one gave them a chance. So, you know, that's another thing, too. Speaking of the Dodgers, they've got all the hype. They've got all the hype. They spent all the money. They're still making moves. I want all the attention to be on them, but the Yankees are not going to fly under the radar at all because we have the most fans, we have the most attention, we have the most hype, the most energy, the most everything, and the expectations are the most high they've been in a long time.
Yeah. Well, that being said, Juan Soto, just the way he stands at the plate and the way he maneuvers himself around the baseball as it comes
the swag
to the
is back. That's the right energy. That's the right aura. The Yankees are supposed to have that kind of aura when they step out there. Great.
And we haven't seen it. We haven't seen it lately, except from Judge.
No, we were watching Ben Rortvedt. I saw Ben Rortvedt today. I was like, I always throw him under the bus like he's not still on the team. I mean, a couple years ago, we didn't think he was a real person.
We didn't know who he was.
I'm like, who? Ben Rortvedt?
You know, I knew who he was only because they kept saying his name in MLB The Show when I do the Yankee exhibition at MLB The Show. They said, next up, Ben Rortvedt. I'm like, oh, who's that?
He's the last piece of the Josh Donaldson IKF trade. Still here. And helped Garrett Cole win a Cy Young.
All right, Keith. Thanks for taking my call as always. Take care.
You got it. 877-337-6666 as I'm in here watching Yankee Encore on Yes. Giancarlo Stanton gets a hold of one, sends it to the outfield, but it is caught. Either way, I'm not too concerned because you know what? He stepped out of the box ready to run. Giancarlo Stanton says he's going to play the outfield next. Don't need him to, but he slimmed down and he wants to be more of a baseball player. Great. You know, guys are hyping up Spencer Jones and all these prospects we're getting to see. George Lombard Jr., he's brand new. Just got that guy. I mean, how about Trent Grisham? Trent Grisham turned some heads very early. People are already ready to call Oswald Peraza a bust. Cashman prospect hug too long. This guy's got no value. He's terrible. He had a couple errors against Philly. The Yankees were no hit for most of that exhibition game, but nobody cared because that one wasn't on Yes Network. You didn't even see it. If you don't see it, it didn't happen. And that goes back to the whole thing about these spring training games. Once upon a time, I remember being a young guy not seeing these spring training games. So it didn't matter. Oh, this is something that I wanted to catch earlier. Now it's on my screen. Can I do it fast enough to catch it? No, no. Did I get it? I did get it. So they put out an injury timeline of Giancarlo Stanton, and Yes Network flashed this. First off, shout out to the good folks at Yes Network. Big fans of the Yes Network. They believed in me back in 2019, put me in commercials, put me on their social handles. Like, the good folks over there just had an eye on Yankees Twitter and gave me an opportunity to rock. And I've noticed the content coming out of at Yes Network on Twitter, Instagram, just some of the behind-the-scenes videos with the Yankees, like asking Juan Soto to identify objects like a Tamagotchi and a Game Boy and some things like that. And then even today, they had these guys try to guess the amount of baseballs in a bucket. Just good little videos for social media that are getting fans excited about the players and the team. But I also was watching Yes Network, and their graphics team, and I guess the guys that just produce the Yankee games and stuff, they're the best. They're the best. So they put out a graphic 2 days ago of all the players that are older than Juan Soto. And obviously Soto is 25. He debuted back in 2018. But they put Adley Rutschman, 26. Luis Robert Jr., 26. George Kirby, 26. Jeremy Pena, 26. Shane McClanahan, 26. Josh Young, 26. And when you think about all these guys, those guys that I just named, they all debuted within the last 2-3 years. And that's why Juan Soto is going to have a generational contract, the generational Juan Soto. He's going to have generational wealth. And I think that the Yankees are well aware of who they have and what they have. But he's also got to go out there and do it. He's also got to go out there and stay healthy. He's also got to go out there and perform. If he has a down year where he's hurt, that price comes down. 877-337-6666. Speaking of prices coming down, that Giancarlo Stanton contract, boy. you hate to have it right now. Year 7 of Giancarlo Stanton in a Yankee uniform. Finally, they've gotten hip to the game where they have more outfielders than they actually need. They have plenty of outfielders where they don't even have to call on Giancarlo Stanton to play the outfield unless they want to. But that contract, yikes, I always say the Marlins made that contract and the group that made that contract got out of baseball. Stanton is owed $32 million this year at age 34, his seventh year with the Yankees. He's still got this season, 2025, 2026, 2027, before he hits that club option year. And I don't know, bro. Like, they got to try and figure out a way to get that money off the books, but they're not going to be able to. So I guess you root for Stanton to see what he can do. And here's another graphic that the Yes Network put out I was just able to catch. Injury timeline since 2019. So going back to 2019, Giancarlo Stanton had a left bicep injury that cost him 68 games. Also a right knee injury that cost him 73 games. In 2020, he had the left hamstring. That was a shortened 60-game season. He missed 32 games, but you remember what he did in the postseason. 2021, he had a left quad strain, only 13 games. 2022, he had a right ankle, cost him 9 games, but then a left Achilles, 28 games. 2023, we all remember, he just was running too hard. Left hamstring, you know, on the base paths, 43 games. They put out the number. He's been on the IL for 37.6 of his regular season games as a Yankee. Yo, they thought they were getting a steal. They thought they were getting a deal. They thought they were getting the reigning National League MVP that was going to just join Aaron Judge and make the new Bash Brothers. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Ben is in Connecticut on the Fan. Go for it, Ben.
Jeez, my man. Great to talk to you as always.
Thanks for joining me, Ben. Appreciate it, bro.
First of all, I as a Ranger fan, the one thing that makes me, you know, not dislike the Islanders is I've been listening to Miriam call this station for probably 20 years, and you know what a charming woman she is. I always like that you give her a lot of time on air.
Of course, she's consistent, and you know, we always get around to talking about our cats, and I try to give everybody time, man. If you're listening to my show at 12:30 in the morning and you call in and you wait, like, you got it. Thank you.
You got it. So I was just down in Tampa. I go down, you know, almost every year for spring training, and I like to get down early for the workouts. I think
smart.
It's the most fun.
That's great.
I have to say, like, you know, as someone who goes every year, and I'm not trying to make too much out of this, but there is a vibe around this team this year that's a little different. Like, star players were, I mean, first of all, Gerrit Cole was literally with the pitching staff talking pitching in the dugout after everyone else threw their bullpens. I mean, he wasn't even throwing the day that I was there. And he's, like, working with Loaizaka. He's like gripping the baseball with the other with Nestor Cortez.
Good.
They're clearly talking about things. There's an aura about the team that you can tell people know, like, hey, we have a squad this year, and it's time to win. That's kind of the vibe I got.
There's a lot of guys. There's obviously the superstar guys, like you mentioned, a Gerrit Cole, and then you add a Verdugo, a Soto, a Trent Grisham, a Marcus Stroman. But Judge is the captain of the team. He's the biggest star there. You're expecting to see guys like DJ LeMahieu bounce back. Good to see him at the hot corner today. I hope he continues to bring his bat. He maybe is going to be the leadoff hitter to start the year. Rizzo seems healthy. Gleyber Torres is in a walk year. Big year for him. There's a bunch of young guys like Austin Wells that we can't wait to see. Volpe has to build on the year that he had. Jason Dominguez today, they said he was swinging the bat. He's ahead of schedule. So, yes, there's a vibe, an aura, an energy around this team. And I think the biggest thing is that we all went through 82-80 last year. And that is nothing that, like, any Yankee fan or Yankee player is used to, expected. And they do have that bad taste in their mouth. And all we keep hearing is that these guys showed up early to start putting in the work. And when you talk about a guy like Gerrit Cole helping everybody, yeah, they're hell-bent on winning. I know Boone said hell-bent on being a champion. But you got to win first. And I think that, like, that down year is a reset button to kind of shock everybody's system, wake everybody up. I mean, the year before that, you were swept out of the ALCS by the Astros, the same team that had knocked you out twice before. Now it's like, hey, wake up. These are the New York Yankees. Like,
and
act like it.
This team has a lot of depth on it, too. I mean, the outfield depth is really impressive stuff. Like, we got Trent Grisham, who may not even start, probably won't start in the outfield for
right.
us. And but he's a heck of a player, actually. And then obviously Dominguez coming back. So, you know, that's five outfielders, all of whom can start on major league rosters.
Giancarlo Stanton won the National League MVP playing every day in right field. Don't need him to do that, but he's trying to get out there. And then even when you're seeing some of these young kids, Spencer Jones, we don't want to see Spencer Jones this year because that means guys got hurt and you had to call him up. You know, we want another year of his development, but nice to see him go yard. Nice to see him hit the baseball, run around, and you kind of look to the future. And even guys like Oswaldo Cabrera, who we've seen in the outfield, we know he'll be an option potentially. Like, you don't want to see him in the outfield. Finally, they've done the things to shore up the outfield with major league caliber outfielders. Oscar Gonzalez, you probably won't see, but I saw him in one of the games. He's another guy that's a depth piece in the outfield. So, yeah, they have a lot of horses in the stable now.
And one just last point. I saw Hal has been around the team a lot more during spring training. He was on the field. I mean, I have to hand it to Hal. Like, I really think that this was a little bit of a wake-up call for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he, listen, I first of all, I think the Steinbrenners are good people, and I think that he wants a ring for himself. Like, the fact is, the 09 ring, George was still alive for that. And I think Hal realizes, like, listen, I want my own legacy. I want my own ring.
Yo, you're right on. Thanks for the call, Ben. I've laid into this a little bit, but I've talked about the fact that Hal is 54, turning 55, and that 54 coincides with 14 years since the World Series. In 2009, he was 40, so he's seen himself go from 40 to over 50. Does he want to get to 60 without a ring of his own? Absolutely not. Also, when we talk about Yankee droughts, there was another graphic that the Yes Network showed. And this drought that we're currently in is one of the longest droughts, the second to longest drought without a World Series. The longest is 18 years. If you add another 4 years, another four seasons to this, Hal Steinbrenner will be 58. Staring down 60, and that's a long way to go. And you know he doesn't want to go that long without having his own ring, his own parade. He's showing up at George M. Steinbrenner Field and making himself present. You heard the stories of Donnie Baseball telling Jeter, hey, we got to run out here. Why is that? Because George is always watching. You don't want the boss to see you loafing or not hustling or not doing the right things as a Yankee. And now Hal is not George, but he's still very present. I saw he was watching batting practice and on the field. He's the owner of the team. He's also meeting the media and telling the media, we're not done and we're working on some things. And maybe we're not signing Blake Snell like you guys want, but we are interested in trading for another pitcher because we know this isn't going to get us to the end of the road. Like, we're replacing a ton of pitching from last year. I don't know. I think that the Yankees are actively out there on the trade market to find another starter. And we'll see what happens, but I think they're all in. I think that they were embarrassed. And when you're embarrassed, you know, it really can test you and see what type of person you are. If you're actually embarrassed, you're going to do something to not be embarrassed like that again. And last year was embarrassing for all of us. I mean, I got off the roller coaster, as I called it. I got off the roller coaster July 17th. I came in here on July 17th and told you I was done. That this team wasn't winning, that they're not worth the watching and hoping and hope week. Like, they're cooked. They're not a winning baseball team. They're not good enough. Judge, I don't care. I literally said, I don't care if Judge comes back. He can't save these guys. This is on Cashman. This is on Hal. They didn't build a good enough team. There were too many scrubs, too many journeymen, too many bums. Now you've got guys that you're looking at up and down this lineup. There's not even room for all the guys that you have. Now you have some dogs. Now you have some guys that are going to go out there and compete, bring a certain swag, energy, vibe, mojo, aura. All of those keywords, all of those words are being used right now to describe the 2024 New York Yankees. Will it turn into a World Series champion? I don't know about that. It's hard. It's a long road, but that's why we lock in for 162. Can't wait till the games actually start. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We can talk Yanks. We can talk Knicks, Islanders. We will certainly hit more on the Mets and what's coming out of Port St. Lucie with the Mets in spring training. We'll also talk about the Jets and the Giants as we get ready for the NFL Combine and as the NFL offseason might as well be just as important as the regular season, because what you start doing now to lay the foundation for September through January, like, it's very important. And if you're an NFL fan, I got some stuff for you. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Call me up. We'll be right back.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
That Ja Rule on The Fan. It's not a bad beat. I just never really got into Ja Rule's music. Like, 50 ended him so fast for me. Even when he had the hit songs, I'm like, nah. 50. Queens. Shout out to Queens. Let's talk about the Mets. LGYM. Let's go Yankee Mets. And, you know, that's my little hashtag, that's my little joke, but it's not even a joke. I'm rooting for the Mets. These are my Mets. I've never paid more attention to a Mets team than I have this team over the last 2-3 seasons. I've never known more about a Mets team than this Mets team going into this season. From prospect names to the regular, like, I just didn't grow up watching the Mets. They were not even an afterthought, they weren't a thought. Like, there are a lot of Yankee fans and Mets fans that just watch their team and don't think about the other team. Now, I know there are also fans that obsess about the other team. I know there are fans in each fan base that they wear one hat, but they're always thinking about the other. They always think it's a competition. They can't leave one alone. Like, I get that, too. But I have no reason to look at this Mets team and want them to fail. I have no reason to root against. I seriously want them to win. And like I said, I think that, you know, David Stearns played this the right way. The expectations are so low. How can you fail? They're in a good spot. Where if you win, then all the fans are pumped up. You know, it's one of those things. You under-promise and over-perform. And I think they can. And, I mean, if you want to read into early things coming out of spring training, go for it. I don't really know exactly. Like, you want to lean into the fact that Trace Thompson is there. He had a grand slam. Okay. It's a good depth piece. But like I said about him earlier, if he's playing, that means Harrison Bader is on the IL. Marte is hurt again. You need another outfielder. DJ Stewart is a guy I'm very familiar with. You hear me talk about him. I say he's a wannabe Yankee killer from his time in Baltimore. He used to always turn it on against the Yankees, have his best games against the Yankees. I can't knock the hustle. Like, that's what you should do. Everybody's watching when you play against New York. You should do that. And he was with the Orioles when they were losing 100 games, not winning 100 games. So what about him? I know everybody's talking about Luis Angel Acuna and Jet Williams. And I even saw the kid Kranich today. I thought it was cool to see a Mets fan get a chance to play for the Mets, as we talk so much about Steve Cohen and David Stearns being Mets fans and what, you know, they're going to do for the Mets. I think that they don't move like Mets fans at all. But congrats to, what's his name, Max Kranich. Went out there today and had a clean outing, and they asked him about playing for the Mets, and he said it was a dream. He said it was a dream, and it's great to see people living the dream. Lifelong Mets fan, grew up having David Wright as his favorite player, and David Wright was in camp. That's how you get the vibes to go the right way. That's how you get the energy to feel right. You call back David Wright, and he pops up and he does some content on social media and he's around the team and the players, and the morale is boosted. And again, going back to the Juan Soto thing, I just think it's kind of corny, man. Like, if you're a Mets fan, I know you got to think about next year because you're deflecting. You're not locked in on this season. But the whole Juan Soto conversation for next, like, you've already been burned doing that with other players. Why do that again? Especially since he's right here. If you want to talk about Juan Soto as a Met, it's just like so many things have to happen. I did the show Saturday, and I did have one call where I said, if things go so bad for the Yankees this year, which I don't think it's going to happen, and his microphone's powerful. I don't even like speaking this into the microphone, but I don't think it's that powerful to stop what the Yankees have. But let's say things are so bad for the Yankees in the Bronx that Juan Soto just wants out. Let's say it's toxic in the clubhouse. They're losing games. He doesn't like it at all. They're, like, that, I think, is the only way he's like, yeah, I'll stay in New York and I'll go sign with the Mets. I know that everyone seems to think that they can spend Steve Cohen's money. You definitely can't. If there was a sign ever that you can't, it's from the trade deadline till now. Watch his moves and what he's done. He's kind of taken a step back from being a big spender. Right, we need one more piece. Let me swoop in and get Carlos Correa in the middle of the night. He's not moving like that. And I think that Juan Soto would be wild goofy to spend a year in pinstripes with the Yankees next to Judge, next to Gerrit Cole and some of these other guys, and get that treatment, feel what it feels like to play for the New York Yankees and decide, all right, I'm going to go to the other side for $50 million extra, $100 million extra. This is not happening in baseball anymore. And when you get to that upper echelon of money, like, he's talking about money he won't even be able to spend. Like, Hal Steinbrenner has money too. And I think there's a good chance that, similar to with Judge, where I heard Mets fans calling this station saying that they were going to bid on Judge and that Judge would be Judge would be a Met, and then no offer was made. Ohtani would be a Met. Ohtani doesn't even pick up the phone. Like, there's a chance that Hal Steinbrenner and Steve Cohen have a conversation and say, hey, man, just leave it alone. We want to be the top dogs bidding for this guy. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. Maybe he says, no, not this time. This is different. This guy fits a need for us. But you got to also sign Pete. That's the Scott Boras client you should be worried about. That should be the conversation, not what Juan Soto is going to be. But I wish these Mets luck. I am rooting for these guys as former Yankees. I'm rooting for these guys to get back on the horse as a team that won 101 games 2 years ago. And I'm rooting for them as a team that just, like, Once everybody counts you out, like, baseball does not work like that. Once everybody says what you're going to be or what you're not going to be, nobody knows. So here we go. This is why we watch baseball. This is why we have these daily, nightly shows every week to react to every game. And I'll be here after every Yankee game, every Mets game to talk to you the same way I am after the Nets. And we talk Nets and Knicks. And I think the Nets season is cooked. Let's see what the Knicks do. But we're excited because we have the optimism around the fact that in a month, Major League Baseball starts for real, and we'll get to react to Mets and Yankee games right here on The Fan. Let's keep it rolling, 877-337-6666. When we get into that 1 o'clock hour, I'm going to talk football. I know you guys want to get to it. I know you guys want to talk combine and free agency and what's going to happen with who, what, and where. We'll get to that. Let's go to Joe up in the Bronx. Joe, you got it.
Yes. Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
Keith, yep. My man.
Yeah, right here.
I'm blessed, man. 60 years old, man. I just hit 63 weeks ago.
Amazing.
And I'm blessed.
Amazing.
And
God bless you. Keep going.
I'm a Mets fan, man. But I love the Yankees, too.
Okay.
And the Mets, 85, I went to all the games, and I didn't get to see them win in 86. Because I didn't go to none of the games.
What happened? Why?
But, you know.
Why you didn't go to one game in 86, but you went to a bunch of games in 85? What was the change?
In 85, yeah. I didn't go to 86, man. But I missed that. But, you know, I'm blessed because I got to see a World Series. I got to see the Mets win a World Series. And I love the Yankees, too, man. I got to see Yankees.
How long have you been in New York, Joe? You've been in New York a few decades. Obviously, you said in the 80s, so.
I'm a New Yorker. I'm native New York.
Born and raised here, so yeah, you've seen 60 years.
Yeah, I love Yankees and the Mets, you know. Mm-hmm.
I get it, because you lived through some different eras and parades, and you've seen both be really good.
Yes. And, you know, I feel blessed, man, because, you know, to see a championship, and I hope the Mets or the Yankees do it this year, you know.
Or the Rangers, or the Islanders, or the, you know, or the Knicks, somebody.
Yeah, for my birthday, you know what I did? I went to see the home Globetrotters.
Oh, yeah? Where at? I heard they were coming to Barclays Center. Where'd you see the Globetrotters?
They were in Madison, on Madison Square Garden.
Oh, okay. How was that?
On Saturday, yeah.
It was worth the price of admission?
And Curry Neal, Middlerock, Nettleman's, you know, those are old ones, you know, but they didn't do a lot of tricks and everything. Well, wasn't what I expected.
They miss a lot of shots? I figure they'd just at least be knocking down their shots.
Well, they played a game against the Generals.
Right.
And they made it for the kids, you know. And I felt like a kid again, you know. Because last time I went to see the Harlem Globetrotters, I was, what, 17, 15 years old? And I really appreciate, you know, seeing them again, you know. And I treated myself. For my birthday, I wanted to see the Harlem Globetrotters. It wasn't what I expected, but anyway.
But you did it, and you got it done.
I had a good time. I had a good time.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Happy birthday. Keep rocking at 60. And I don't think I'm going to see the Harlem. I don't know if I ever saw the Harlem Globetrotters, but I'm glad that you made that happen for your birthday, fam. I'm glad you were able to get that done. The Globetrotters for me. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen them live. I think I heard them do an interview with Chris Carino on Brooklyn Nets radio like 2 weeks ago saying that they would come to Barclays Center. But other than that, let's get back to the baseball conversation. Fran is in Montvale, Connecticut. Fran, you're on.
Hey, thank you, man. I've been trying to get on. And listen, I want to tell you, you guys are fantastic. Absolutely the best.
Yeah, well,
but I gotta
and I
go all the way back, you know, to Imus and Wolfman and Murray the K and all that good stuff.
Cool, yeah.
But that's not why I'm calling. What I'm really calling for is driving me absolutely nuts.
Right.
If it's about innings pitched, okay.
All right.
If a pitcher starts a game. And loses the game, you know, 1-0, okay? His ERA is, you know, 1-0. But okay. Innings are based on 6 outs. So what I'm asking you is, what's driving me nuts is, if a pitcher goes 9 innings, he really only pitches 4.5 innings. So why is he based on 9 innings for an ERA?
So an inning is based on 6 outs. You just said if a pitcher pitches 9 innings, he's only pitched how many outs?
No, he goes the whole game.
Yeah, 27 outs in a baseball game.
He could go 4 innings or 8 innings or whatever. The point is, the pitcher doesn't go 6 outs each inning. He
sits down while the other pitcher goes out there. He doesn't get to pitch against his own team.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to follow you. He gets 3 outs, right? And he sits back down.
Okay. If a pitcher pitches 9 innings, what is he credited for?
27 outs.
Okay. But he only pitched 4.5 outs.
Where does the 4.5 come from?
Because he only made 3 outs per innings.
4.5 in 9 innings?
Yes. In other words, if one inning is 6 outs...
One inning is 3 outs.
My friend, please don't hang up on me.
I'm not.
One inning is considered
to figure this one out.
Six outs.
We're on the perplexing Pegasus here. I'm not following. We're taking this ride together. So for the pitcher, though, he doesn't have to pitch against his own team. He's pitching against the opposing team, right? So when opening day comes and Gerrit Cole takes the ball, he's going to be the first guy out there. You know why he's going to be the first guy out there? Because the Yankees are going to hit. But he doesn't have to pitch against DJ, Soto, and Judge. He's just got to get those 3 outs. And then that's it for him in that first inning.
Okay.
Then he's got 24 outs to go for a complete game.
If he gets 3 outs in the first inning, that's a half an inning, not a 1 inning.
What?
All right, friend.
I mean, I tried to. The math was not mathing. I said we were riding the perplexing Pegasus here. It wasn't going anywhere. Chris, help me out.
I played baseball for 14 years, and I was having trouble following. And I coach on the side, too, from
Where
this.
Where does the 4.5 come from?
I couldn't tell you, man. I don't know. I just don't know.
And why are we talking about pitching 6 outs in 1 inning? You sit down.
Nothing makes sense, man. Nothing makes sense anymore, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I thought the argument, when I saw the topic was ERA in baseball, I thought the argument was, I don't even know what I thought. I thought the argument was going to be when he started that guys don't go deep enough in games. And then I thought when I saw the topic that ERA in baseball, like, oh, we're judging these pitchers too much on their ERA. And then I thought he was going to add some other stats in there, which you know now there's so many. I don't know. I'm not a baseball nerd as far as, like, I never go on Baseball Savant unless I'm doing some type of project or something I need. I don't care to go on Fangraphs. I like to watch baseball physically in the stadium. I'm that kind of fan. I could tell you about everywhere in Yankee Stadium to get a beer. I could tell you everywhere in Yankee Stadium to get whatever kind of food you want. I could tell you how to go to Yankee Stadium and stretch a $20 bill. I could tell you how to go to Yankee Stadium before, during, and after the game and have a great time. I can't tell you about 4.5 outs in 9 innings. I don't know. Maybe you guys are seeing something that I've never seen. I don't understand where the 4.5 comes from, and I also don't understand where you get 6. You don't have to pitch against your old team. You get 3 outs. It's 27 outs for each team. That's who the team that has the lead with 27 outs wins.
Like you said, the math just isn't Math.
It wasn't from. I don't know now. It's we're getting late. We're getting late in the night. I'm not as sharp as I am in the morning. But shout out to you, Fran. You thought I was going to hang up on you? No, I kept giving you a couple chances. Let's get another call in. Loopy on the late night. I've got 1 hour left, and I'm just going to start talking football when we come back from 1 o'clock. I'm going to hit you guys with as much football things as I can put out there so we don't get in the weeds on talk. I thought we were going to start talking about whip, and I don't know what else we were going to start talking about. Let's go to my guy Mario out in Long Beach. Mario is a regular on the Fan, and he's got the bat line. He can get on at any time.
How you doing, Keith?
Good, good. Thanks for calling.
Nice call. That was a little bit of a rough call, the last one.
You always try to land the plane. You try to bring it around for
I don't know.
He's
a little confused. You had a lot of patience, though. I give you credit.
I just wasn't sure where we were getting some of the numbers from and some of the logic, or maybe that's the thing that I couldn't find.
I think
find
he
the
lasted
logic.
Longer with you than anybody else who got on the phone. You know?
Chris told me that he's called and I guess done that before, but I don't know. That's the first one with me.
Hey, by the way, I'm a cat person like you. I didn't know you were a cat person.
I wasn't. My wife placed the cat in my life to test me before she had a child with me to see how I would treat a living thing like a pet. I had been allergic to cats my entire life. She goes and finds a hyperallergenic cat that I'm not allergic to. This, like, fine cat. I love my cat. I think she's, like, beautiful. And, like, now I'm attached to her because we share the same space. And originally I thought she was just going to live in my apartment and we never interact. I interact with her more than, like, my wife. My wife goes to work. I'm there all day. My wife comes home from work. I go to work. And when I leave here tonight, the one person that'll be waiting on my arrival is my cat. And then when I get in bed, my cat will wait for me to get comfortable and lay on top of me. Shout out to Tune.
Definitely a bond. Yeah, right?
Just you never know. And now you know what I said too? I'm like, man, I feel bad for all the people like friends of mine or relatives of mine that I look down on their cats. Like, ew, what is this? Like, get this rodent away from this. You touch this thing? This thing is gross. What's that smell? Like, I just didn't know. You don't know until you know.
Exactly. You ever play with the, like, a laser thing? It's really cool. If you get, like, a laser light,
you put
it on the floor, and the cat goes crazy.
And I stopped. Now, the way the lights are set up, we have these, like, lights. I don't even know what they're called. LED lights, maybe, in my apartment. The light reflects off my watch. It reflects off the iPhone. So she chases that. That's, like, the new laser.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I wanted to get in a quick Knicks thought, if I might.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I really think... your Casamigo Hart, I thought that was a good call to call this guy out the winner. You know, I thought he was really
he had
well.
The game-winning shot. You could give it to Brunson as the leading scorer, but I also wanted to give him a nod. Like I said, he's been shooting better, and I heard him on the podcast say he wanted to shoot better, and I love what Kazim said about him being the Carmelo Anthony of Draymond Green's.
You know, he's the highest rebounder in the league of anybody 6'5 or under. Like at eight rebounds a game.
As soon as the Knicks traded for him, I'm like, this guy is going to be a fan favorite. This guy is going to be what Knicks fans love because he's going to hustle. He's not going to have the greatest shot or offensive bag, but he's going to hustle. He's going to get rebounds. He's going to fight. He's going to scrap, and he's going to have some moments, and he has.
He's got that intensity. You know, he reminds me of Keith. He reminds me of... what's his name? Russell Westbrook. Like that. Like playing like every second is the last second.
Playing with your
life,
hair on fire, having that intensity. You want to win that competitive drive. Yep.
And like you said, maybe we're not the best talent. He gets the most out of, talent that's not off the charts, you know, in terms of basketball talent, you know?
Yeah, he's a glue guy.
Another encouraging thing is Anunoby and Randall. I think they're going to come back. I mean, and you know what's good about their injuries? They were upper body, so they could be doing cardio now. So, their win should be good when they come back. I don't know how you feel about that, but it looks like Anunoby, they said, is going to be back in a week or so. You know, he's getting really close, and he should be 100%.
I think so, and I remember, I guess, the Celtics game, I think they were showing Julius Randall had been, running and working up a sweat and stuff like that. So, yeah. Fingers crossed that those guys come back and the Knicks get hold. Thanks for the call, Mario. We got to go to break. We're up against it. 877-337-6666, BRB.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.